Guided reflection. Recognizing the trance of unworthiness. Recognizing the beliefs and fears that sustain the trance of unworthiness is the beginning of freedom. You might find it useful to pause for a few minutes to consider the parts of yourself that you habitually reject and push away. Do I accept my body as it is? Do I blame myself when I get sick? Do I feel I am not attractive enough? Am I dissatisfied with how my hair looks? Am I embarrassed about how my face and body are aging? Do I judge myself for being too heavy, underweight, not physically fit? Do I accept my mind as it is? Do I judge myself for not being intelligent enough, humorous, interesting? Am I critical of myself for having obsessive thoughts, for having a repetitive, boring mind? Am I ashamed of myself for having bad thoughts, mean, judgmental, or lusty thoughts? Do I consider myself a bad meditator because my mind is so busy? Do I accept my emotions and moods as they are? Is it okay for me to cry, to feel insecure and vulnerable? Do I condemn myself for getting depressed? Am I ashamed of feeling jealous? Am I critical of myself for being impatient, irritable, intolerant? Do I feel that my anger or anxiety is a sign that I am not progressing on the spiritual path? Do I feel I'm a bad person because of ways I behave? Do I hate myself when I act in a self-centered or hurtful way? Am I ashamed of my outbursts of anger? Do I feel disgusted with myself when I eat compulsively, when I smoke cigarettes or drink too much alcohol? Do I feel that because I am selfish and often do not put others first, I am not spiritually evolved? Do I feel as if I am always falling short in how I relate to my family and friends? Do I feel something is wrong with me because I am not capable of intimacy? Am I down on myself for not accomplishing enough, for not standing out or being special in my work? Often, we perceive the trance most clearly by recognizing how we want others to see us and what we don't want them to see. Bring to mind someone you've spent time with recently, someone you like and respect, but don't know well. What do you most want this person to see about you? For example, that you are loving, generous, attractive. What do you not want this person to perceive about you? For example, that you are selfish, insecure, jealous. As you go through your day, pause occasionally to ask yourself, this moment, do I accept myself just as I am? Without judging yourself, simply become aware of how you are relating to your body, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. As the trance of unworthiness becomes conscious, it begins to lose its power over our lives.